Just to put ourselves back into the context, Rav Meir was the one who learned out from the Pasuk of Nevela that anytime the Torah says the verb le'echol, it includes Iser Hana'a. By default, unless the Torah is Matir Hana'a. That halacha, Rav Yehuda learned out from Oswa Tamash L'Kelev, V'yak Tamash L'Kelev Kol Yisrim Shebetorah, namely that which Rav Meir learned out from Nevela. Rav Yehuda learns out from Trefa. So the question is, what does Rav Meir do with the pasuk of Oso, the exact cause of Oso by Trefa? So he uses it for a unique halacha that Chulin Shnishchetu Ba'azara are Osir Bahana'a. The Idach, what about Rav Yehuda? Doesn't he also need a pasuk for Chulin Shnishchetu Ba'azara? So the answer is Chulin Shnishchetu Ba'azara Lav Doraisa. Okay, so we have to understand what is going on over here with Chulin Shnishchetu Ba'azara, both on the Doraisa plane and on the Lav Doraisa plane. And why in the world would we single out Chulin Shnishchetu Ba'azara Dafka to be learned out from the pasuk of Basar Basada Trefa Lo Sochlu? So here I sent you to the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara over there quotes the pasuk in Re'eh, Ki yirchak mimcha hamakom asher yivkar Hashem Elokecha lasum shemo sham, v'zavachta mibekorecha umitzonecha, asher nasan lecha kasher tzivisicha, v'achalta bisharecha b'chol avas nafshecha. This is the makar of the heter of eating besar ta'ava. For those who learn Yoredeya, this is the makar of shchitas chulin. How do we know that if you want to eat basar out of the realm of karbanos, that we have a principle of shchita? And what exactly are the halachos of shchita? So the sugi in the beginning of the second perek of Chulin quotes from this pasuk, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. According to the Gemara and according to Rashi Alatar, that the dinim of shchitas Chulin v'zavachta are kasher tzivisicha. They're all halacha Moshe Misinai. All the chamisha psulei shchita are all halacha Moshe Misinai. That, in other words, this pasuk is the makar of shchitas Chulin. Even the Ramban in Chumash, Alatar, who says that there's a Pshuta Shal Mikra, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is Vizavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, that Shchitas Chulin is similar to Kasher Tzivisicha to Shchitas Kodshim. Whatever would be considered to be a meaningful Shchita in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be out of the Beis HaMikdash a meaningful Shchita in terms of Chulin. The Kasher Tzivisicha is not Kasher Tzivisicha on Har Sinai, but Kasher Tzivisicha in Shchitas Kodshim. That we have a connection between Shchitas Chulin and Shchitas Kodshim. Ech shelo yihyeh, this is the makar of Shchitas Chulin. You're allowed to Shecht Chulin, and the dinim of Shchitas Chulin are all learned up in this pasuk of Vizavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. Comes on the Torah and gives a t'nai. When are we going to have a heter of Shchitas Chulin? Ki yirchak mimcha hamakom. And the Gemara is Doresh, that in a situation of yirchak mimcha hamakom, then we have a principle of Vizavachta. In a situation of yirch mechamakom, then we have a heter of achalta. The language of the Gemara over there in Kedushin on Daf Ninzayin Amud Beis is that we have over here two separate drashos. We have over here two limudim, two different isurim. One isur is berichuk makom atazoveach. V'iyata zoveach b'makom karov. Prat l'chulin shelo yishchatu ba'azara. Now, first we have an Iser midaraisa of shchita. To shech chulin in the azara, that's an Iser da'araisa. Berichuk makom atazoveach v'iyata zoveach makom karov. Then the Gemara continues a few lines later. V'im shachat, what is the din? Tamad lamar ki yirchach mimcha ha'makom v'zavachta v'achalta. It goes not to the word v'zavachta, but to the end of the pasuk, v'achalta b'sharecha. B'richuk makom ata ochel. V'i ata ochel masha ata zoveach b'makom karov. Prat l'chulin sh'nishtu bazara. Namely, we have from this pasuk two drashas. We have a drasha of an Iser shchita midaraisa, and we have a drasha of an Iser achila midaraisa. Right? Two drashas learned from this pasuk. What about Iser hana'a? That's our sukya. That's what Rav Meir says. Also, we learn that from the pasuk of Treifa. Treifa is muter bahana'a, chulin shenishkatu ba'azara are asur bahana'a. Namely, from the pasuk in Ki Yirchak, we have an Iser Shchita and an Iser Achila. And from our pasuk, we bring in the Iser, the Iser Hana'a. Ma'inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Why all of a sudden in the pasuk dealing with Treifa do we have a diuk that chulin shenishkatu ba'azara are asur bahana'a? So what does Rashi explain? What's the tzad hashaveh between chulin shenishkatu ba'azara on one hand and basar basada treifa lo tochei on the other hand? How can you learn that one from the other? Why not say that we learn that from our pasuk that Avram ben Achai is asur bahana'a, that lo yodea, that cholof treifa is asur bahana'a? Where over here do you see from Oso that we're dealing with chulin shenishkatu ba'azara? That we pointed out, that Sotosis pointed out Al Atar, and Rashi over here pointed out the Ramaskil Rav Meir, that Basar Basada Treifa is a Binyan Av for all situations where you have problems of Mechitza, anything which is out of its normal place, anything which is out of its halachic realm is considered to be Yasser. That includes Kodshe Kodshim out of the Azara, that includes Kodshe Kalim or Maiser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. That includes Eiver Hayotze of an Ubar of a Ben Tukua, that's Eiver Hayotze is going to be Osir. It's out of the Rechem, it's out of the womb, it's out of the realm of Heter, Kol Asher Bebehema Tochelu. So here, by Chulin Shinshchidu Bazara, we have the opposite side of the coin. We have a din of that which is out of its realm, that its realm is supposed to be Rochok. And here, it's within the Mechitzos, namely it was Nichnas to an improper mechitza. So here the pasuk tells us when you have something which left its mechitza, it was yotzei from its mechitza, it's going to be osur ba'achila, but muter ba'hanoa, like kerov tashrichun oso. When you have something that entered into the wrong mechitza, that entered into the place which is osur, then it's not only going to be osur ba'achila, it's also going to be osur ba'hanoa. That's over here, that the kenisa letoch mechitza asura is worse than leaving the mechitza. Yotzei me'mechitza is iser achila. The kenisa le'mechitza is an iser hana. That's the language of Rashi over there in Kedushin, and nun chesem et aleph. Rashi bayas alludes to it, but Rashi over there says it black on white. Sorry, I closed the Gemara. The pasuk is dealing with that which is nesar biyitzias mechitza. There we have a heter of lekelan tashlichu also. Velochulin shenishkatu ba'azara ha nesar nede knisas mechitza. That already is asar af bahanah. That's the gzeras hakasuf. And we have over here a min b'mino. We have over here a connection. So what does Rav Yehuda do? Rav Yehuda learns the oso to a din of kol ha'Torah kula. Rav Yehuda learns the oso that we have over here. All sorts of situations where it says lo yochal, and we don't have a heter achila shor haniskal chametz on Pesach. We all learn out from the pasuk of basar b'chasada treifa. How does he know that chulin shenishkatu ba'azara are asur b'hanoa midoraisa? So the Gemara says, according to Rav Yehuda, chulin shenishkatu ba'azara lav doraisa hu. And here you saw a three-way machlokes rishonim. What does lav doraisa hu imply? The Gemara has in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches. I'm not going to open it up again. Gemara Kedushin Daf Nun Ches has a havamina that maybe Rabbi Shimon holds that chulin shenishkatu ba'azara lav doraisa hi. And over here our Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon may not hold that way, but Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds that way. But what does it mean to say that lav doraisa hi? So Rashi Alatar, how does he learn chulin shenishkatu ba'azara dasire b'hanoa lav doraisa? In other words, what's Rashi's chiluk over here? That the Iser Shchita and Iser Achila, those are midoraisa. The Iser Hanoa is not midoraisa. What's that based on? Simply, why distinguish between the Iser Shchita and Achila? That would be the Oraisa, and the Iser Hanoa would not be the Oraisa, very simply. Exactly. In other words, the pasuk of Ki Yirchak mentions Vizavachta and V'achalta. Those are the two drashos in the Gemara in Kedushin. Yisur Hanah is not learned out from there. How do we know the Yisur Hanah? Rav Meir learns it out from Oso, but Rav Yehuda uses Oso for something else. So in Achinami, Lushitaso, Chulun Chenishchatu Ba'azara is Mutar Bahanah Midoraisa. It's only Osir Bahanah Midrabanah. That's exactly the Machlokes in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir holds Chulun Chenishchatu Ba'azara is Osir Da'oraisa. We have a pasuk of Oso. Rav Yehuda uses the pasuk of Oso for a much broader limud, and therefore in Achinami, Chulun Chenishchatu Ba'azara is Mutar Da'oraisa only Osir Da'rabanah. That's the Shita of Rashi. Tosfos quotes it and disagrees with it vehemently. Pirush Vekuntris, Iser Hanoah, Velo Mashma Pshata Halacha Kein, Ela Ligamre Ka'amar Lav Da'oraisa. That according to Rav Yehuda, the whole sugya in Kedushin is an Asmachta. There's the pasuk over there is talking about the din of Kasher Tzivisicha, Shchita, the Heter Shchita Skulin in general. It's all a drabanan, the whole din of the Iser Shchita's drabanan, the Iser Achila's drabanan, Kavachom the Iser Hanoa is drabanan, and Tosus brings two rayos to his shita, and v'chein b'sof shmeisasa gabe ha da'amar ika beinayu chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, and then he brings the Gemara in Nazir. It says in our addition now that it's Nazir Kaftesamad Beis, the Gemara over there, Nazir Kaftesamad Aleph. We have over here two rayos, and between the two rayos, Tosus has the phrase, Eefsha Lafarish Binyan Acher. One of these two rayos is a knockout, the other raya is strong, but it's not a knockout. Question is, which of these two rayos is the knockout raya? How do you read Tosfos? Do you read Tosfos? That v'chein v'sol shmeisasa gabi hodam ar ike b'nei achulun shenishchatu ba'azara period, and then eefsha lafarish binyan acher b'perek misha amar hareini nozir, that second raya is a knockout, or do you read that the first raya is a knockout? The first raya is eefsha lafarish binyan acher u'b'perek misha amar b'second raya. That's a machlokes between the Maharsha and the Maharshal in the back of the Gemara, how to read Tosfos. The Maharsha understands that the raya for Nazir is a knockout, and the Maharshal understands that the raya from the end of our sugya, the Gemara Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, that's the knockout. Let's start off with the Maharsha. The Gemara in Nazir is a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis that a father can be madir his son, who's a katan, as a Nazir. A father has a 10-year-old son, 11-year-old son, he can tell him, your son, you are a Nazir, right? I'm making you a Nazir. And then this son becomes a Nazir, and he has to bring korbanos. Where does this come from? So Rav Yochanan understands this is halacha Moshe Misinai. And therefore only the father can be madir, not the mother, etc. It's halacha Moshe Misinai. And Rav Rish Lakish understands the din of chinuch, that the father sees that his son has this taiva streak, and so he decides to help his son by making his son a Nazir temporarily to teach him, you know, move to the other side and then get back to a golden mean. So Gemara asked on Rish Lakish, how in the world can you say this is a din of chinuch? What about korbanos? Korbanos are going to be brought. These korbanos are chulin ba'azara. So lechora, when the Gemara as the Gemara answers, according to Rish Lakish, chulin shenishchatu ba'azara lav da'oraisa. That's the answer of the Gemara. Lechora, we're not talking over there about an Isur Hanah. We're talking over there about the etzem, the bringing of the korban and the eating of the korban. That's what the Gemara was disturbed by. How can the korbanos be brought in the Beis Hamikdash by the Kohanim? How can they be shechted in the Azara? How can they be eaten by the Kohanim and the Bailim, etc.? That's what the Gemara was concerned. That's Tosfos over there points out. That's according to the Maharsha, the knockout on Rashi. How can Rashi learn that everyone agrees that Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is an Isur Daraisa only by Kulin, only by Hanoa do we have a Machlokas? B'chor the Gemara over there, something more basic. Yes, Rafi?
I mean, to say that the Raya is Yoshua Farshu Yonacher, if you have to say that, like, B'chor means this, isn't it hard to Yoshua Farshu Yonacher?
Well, what, and according to Rashi, how would you learn the Gemara over there? When the Gemara over there asks, I Kulin Shenishchatu, when the Gemara over there asks, we have a problem with Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara, the Gemara answers, Kulin shenishchtu ba'azara lavda oraisa. How does that answer the question? By saying that the iser hanoa of kulin shenishchtu ba'azara is drabanan. But our question was, what about the shchita? What about the achila? That was the question. How does the answer the question? That's according to the Maharsha, the Naka. According to the Maharshal, it's the Gemara later on in Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, that after the Gemara for the next two brat goes back and forth asking questions on Chizkiah and asking questions on Rav Avohu, and it turns out that everyone has an answer. Every question has an answer. Everyone agrees on everything. Everyone agrees that X is Osir Ba'achila and Y is Osir Ba'hanoah. So the question is, my Beinayu? So my Nafkamina between Chizkiah and Rav Avohu is simply Mashmaos Hadorshim Ika Beinayu. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara Ika Beinayu. That if we learn like Rav Yehuda, Rav Avohu learns out Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara. I'm sorry, Rav Chizkiah would learn out Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara from Oso, while Rav Avohu is stuck with Rav Yehuda, and he's stuck with the Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara Lav De'Oraisa. What over here is a knockout? So let's learn like Rashi. Their machlokis is going to be whether Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is Asur Bahana, Midoraisa, Midrabanan. That's a machlokis. It's a fair machlokis. In other words, why have to say that their machlokis is as to whether Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is all the Oraisa, right? Shchita, Achila, and Hana, or none of it is Doraisa, like Tosfos. What's the Raya? What's particularly, what's a knockout from Daf Kaf Gimel Beis to say that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara Ika Benayu, it appears that the machlokas is a general machlokas, does Rashi have a problem of learning like Rashi? So the Maharshal over there on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis points out that if you want to learn like Rashi, that Chul and Shenishchatu Ba'azara really midoraisa is usher, then lechora, maybe really it should be included in all of the Isurim, the same way that the Torah says by Shor HaNiskal, the moment it's Osir Ba'achil, it's going to be Osir Ba'hanoah. By Chometz and Pesach, the moment it's Osir Ba'achil, it's going to be Osir Ba'hanoah. So over here, by Kulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara, the moment it's Osir Ba'achil, it should be Osir Ba'hanoah. Namely, it should come under the din of Oso. Why all of a sudden, why over here would this be an exception? I don't want to get involved currently in the sides, just it's lo pashut lo lekan velo lesham. In other words, whether Tosis really has a knockout against Rashi, or Tosis doesn't have a knockout against Rashi. But we have in two shitas. We have Rashi shita, and we have Tosis' shita. Is there a third shita that you saw in the Rishonim? Again, according to Rashi, we have that achila, shchita and achila are asur midoraisa. In terms of hanoa, and that's l'kulei alma. In terms of Hanoah, that's the machlokis, whether Hanoah is learned out from Oso or it's Lav Dorais. That's the only machlokis. According to Tosfos, according to Rav Meir, Achila, Shchita, and Hanoah are all Dorais. According to Rav Yehuda, Shchita, Achila, and Hanoah are all Rabbana. Is there room for a third Shita, or did you see a third Shita?
Rambam.
Well, Rambam will come to in a minute as in terms of how he paskins Bechal, but within the Rishonim on the Daf. I sent you to Rabbeinu David and the Chidushei and the Chidushei Haran that I think that they clearly have a third sheet. I'll just read you the language of Rabbeinu David. Over here he says, V'ika lemeimar, d'chul en shenishchatu ba'azara, lo nichtavu ba'torah b'peirush, af l'yisr achila, shalamatzinu bahem, elo yisr shchitasan ba'azara, mima shekasuv ki yirchak mimcha ha'makom v'zavachta. As to whether we say that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara are Doraisa or Lav Doraisa. No, what's the Shita? Again, up to now we have Iser, Shita, Achila, and Hanoah. So according to Tosfos, the machlokas is either we say none of these are Doraisa or all of these are Doraisa. According according to Rashi, everyone agrees that Shchita and Achiva are Doraisa. The Machlokes is simply in terms of Hano. Is that Doraisa or is that not Doraisa? What is Rabbeinu David saying?
Shchita, everyone agrees.
That on the level of Shchita, everyone agrees that's Doraisa. That's Shuto Shal Mikra. Ki Yirchach Mikamo Makom Vizavachta. However, what about Achiva and what about Hano? That's the machlokes, whether Doraisa or Doraisa. Anyway, that second drasha that we saw in Kedushin on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and our drasha of Oso, those are the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. To put Shchita in one world, and then what do you do post-Shchita? That, according to Rav Meir, is also Doraisa, and that, according to Rav Yehuda, moves down to the level of Drabanan. The Seder? Okay. In terms of svara, I don't have any svaras over here. It's mashmolas hadorshim. It's a question of which, either to distinguish according to Tosfos and Rashi between the sugya kedushin and our sugya, or even with the sugya kedushin, that the first drasha is you want to pshuta shal mikra, and the second drasha already is maybe yes, maybe no, and the oso also is the similar to the second drasha. Okay, that's what we have over here. But Ruvein mentioned the Rambam. Within the Rambam, we have a quandary. We have a quandary because the Gemara says that we have over here a machlokes whether kulin bazar is doraisa or lav doraisa, and then we have three deos as to what does lav doraisa mean. But what is the Rambam paskening over here? Is he paskening kulin shenishtu bazar is doraisa or lav doraisa? And if he paskens lav doraisa, according to which of these opinions is he holding? Why do we have an issue with the Rambam? The color of the Rambam is black and white. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. We open up the Rambam to Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Tetzayin, Halacha Vav. Over there, the Rambam is talking about the din of Dover Choshuv. That within a Ta'aroves, normally you have a din of Bitul, a Bitul Barov, a Bitul Beshishim. However, a Dover Choshuv is not Mizbatil. So Rambam goes to give various examples of Dover Choshuv. In the course of his shopping list, he points out that Hu Hadin Bechaticha Shel Basar Bechalav, O Shel Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara, Shaharei Hein, Asurim midivrehem bahanoa kamoshi is boyer bihilchos shchita. Namely, he says lechora black and white that chulin shenishchatu ba'azara is asur midivrehem bahanoa. It's asur midrabanan in hanoa. That's lechora what the Rambam is saying, black and white. And he says this is what I explain in hilchos shchita. However, we have two Rambams over there in hilchos shchita, and one of them appears to be the other extreme, very very end of hilchos shchita. So I gave out the Mara Makom this morning when I was metakein the Mara Makom, so I left it out previously. In Perek Yud Dalad, Halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins, Ein Chayav Bekisui, Ela Dam Shchita Haru'uya La'achila, Sheneemar Asher Ye'achel. That we have a machlokes whether when it speaks about Shchita, one requires a Shchita Haru'uya, a shchita that lends itself to achila, or a shchita she'ena ru'uya. The Rambam paskins that in terms of kisui hadam, it's only if you're dealing with a shchita which is ru'uya, a shchita which is mutar ba'achila mida'araisa. Lefikach, hashochet v'nimsa trefa, that's not roi la'achila mida'araisa, o hashochet chulin ba'azara, o hashochet chaya va'ov shenigmar dinan l'skila, hashochet v'nisnabla b'yado, Potter milachasos v'chein chayre shota v'katan sheshachtu b'nan le'bin atzman pturin milachasos. But the Rambam gives a whole list of situations where you have a psul shchita midaraisa, where this shchita it doesn't get off the ground midaraisa, treifa, nevela, chayre shota v'katan, and chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Seems over here that the shchita doesn't get off the ground midaraisa. Right, that's the whole context of this halacha. So then we let's actually have a cost of hashlishi. So let's now go to the makar, to the source. Where does Rambam talk about chulin shenishchatu ba'azara? Not in terms of consequences, but in terms of the iser itself. That's in Perek Beis Hilchos Shchita. Perek Beis Hilchos Shchita. The Rambam starts off kol makom mutar lishkot chutz min ha'azara. He starts off with a heter. We have a heter shchita skulin. As long as you stay away from the azara, the azara is eitz hadas tov hara. Stay away from the azara, and you're okay. What happens if a person is shochet ba'azara? That's halacha base. Everything I said was the classic shchita skulin, the kiyirchak, aval hashochet kulin ba'azara, also habasar tahor, the shchita was mafkia midei nevela, right? This reminds us of treifa, right? We have over here a 50% heter shchita, v'asar behana'a, the raisar drabanan, so Raman tosses in this enigmatic statement, kebasar b'chalav v'kayotze bo, the kovern oso, the eifaro asur. Ram says it's asur bahanah, like basar v'chalav and other similar halachos, and it's asur bahanah min hanikbarim. What comparison over here is Rama making to basar v'chalav? Is he telling us just like basar v'chalav is asur bahanah midoraisa, so also chulin shnishkub azara is asur bahanah midoraisa? Is that what he's telling us? And then he's continuing, and you want to know what level of Iser Hano'ah this is. It's min hanikbarim as opposed to min hanisrafim. Is that what the Rambam is telling us? Or is he simply telling us that just like basar v'chalav, not only is there an Iser of Bishul, but also an Iser of Achil and Hano'ah, so also, chulin shnishkub azara. Not only is there an Iser of Shchita, but there's also an Iser of Achila and Hana. But no, that doesn't say anything about whether it's Daraisa or Darabana. It just tells us the range. Everyone agrees we have the range. We have three Isurim. Our question is it Daraisa or Darabana? So the question is, what is this comparison to Basa V'Chalav? Very unclear. Very unclear. Then the Rambam continues, and he points out, V'kol ha'shochet chulin ba'azara, the end of Halacha Gimel, o ha'ochel kezayis, Mibesar chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, makin oso makas mardus. What is this makas mardus doing over here? Is this makas mardus, is this the sign that we're dealing with an iser drabanan? Is that what he's telling us? And then it's on the shochet and on the ochel, they're both iser drabanan, and that's why this makas mardus. Or is this makas mardus because the makar, as we already saw in previous situations by chametz, if something is not black and white in the Torah, then you can go down to makas mardus, even if it's daraisa. But you're only going to get mamish malkos on that which is black and white in the Torah, on that which is learned out from a diuk in the Torah. You don't necessarily get. In other words, so the Rambam is open to interpretation. We have one Rambam that says black and white lechora, then we have a din daraisa. We have one Rambam says black and white, we have a din drabanan, and then we have a gray Rambam that can go in either direction. What would be the most elegant way of learning the Rambam? What would be the most elegant way of learning the Rambam where we can say, Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim? The Rambam in Hilchos Malchus Asuros is 100% correct. And the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shchita is 100% correct. And the Rambam over here in Hilchos Shchita Perek Beis is also 100% correct. Everything, right? Everyone is right. Oh, everything is fine. What would be the most elegant way of learning the Rambam? Excellent, right. Now let's choose one of our shitas. What does the Rambam say is Asur Drabanan? Back in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, what did the Rambam say was Asur Drabanan? Hana. Asurim midivreyim b'hana. What does the Rambam imply is in the Doraisa realm in Perek Yudalid? Ein chayev b'kisi l'adam shchita ru'uya la'achila. Right? Lefikach ha'shochet v'nimtza treifa shochet chulin ba'azara achila. Right? So we can make a line between hana'a and achila. Who makes that line between hana'a and achila? This is Rashi. This is Rashi. Right? That shchita and achila would be the oraisa. Hana'a would be drabanan. Namely, the Rambam would paskin like Rav Yehuda. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara lav the oraisa. According to the understanding of Rashi, that on the level of Shchita and on the level of Achila, you have a Chiyuv d'Oraisa, and that's a Shchita Shena Ru'uya, and therefore there's no Kisui Adam. However, on the level of Hanah, the Drash of Oso we use for other purposes, the Din of Hanah is only Drabanan, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, and then the Makas Mardus that you would have on Shchita and Achila would be, even though it's d'Oraisa, but it's not black and white, it's learned out from Kiyirchak. You know, it's the zavachta, the achalta, there's no beferish lo tochal, and therefore you would go down to Makas Mardus. That's the bottom line of the Kesef Mishnah. Right? The Kesef Mishnah, however, the Kesef Mishnah moved the Rambam into the world of Kuhn Shishtu Bazar being Doraisa. He understood even these are Hanoah's Doraisa. and he's stuck with the Rambam Nilchas Malchus Asuras. But if we're going to learn like Rashi, then Hakol Ba'al Makom Odeh Shalom. That Rashi is not a Das Yochid, as Tosas says that it's all off base. That the whole thing is the Gamre that we have over here, the Rambam also learning like Rashi. What will the Rambam and Rashi do with the Rayas of Tosos are good questions. You have Kashas. Okay, you have a Kasha. What will we do with the Gemara in Nazi? What will we do with how we understand the Gemara in Daf Kaf Gimel and Beis? Those are Kashas. But in terms of how they view Chul and Shinish Chutu Bazara, that's clear that we have over here, and this is Kibasar Vachala. Right, that we have not only Nisra of Bishul Daraisa, also Nisra of Achiva Daraisa. On that level, it's like Basar B'Cholav, and on that level, you have Makas Mardus. What about Hana? That's the Rambam earlier in Hilchos Nachos Asuros, that is Drabana. That's the way I think it would be the easiest, I mean, again, not the easiest, the most elegant way of learning the Rambam, yes?
And that would mean that according to this, the Rambam would be passing.
No. The Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda that chulin shenishkudu ba'azara lav da'araisa. We already saw the Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda. He paskins like Rav Yehuda in terms of ger v'toshav. He paskins like Rav Yehuda, and he learns out from Oso. The Rambam mentioned nevela, so we pointed out nevela and treifa can be viewed as one. However, he paskins like Rav Yehuda according to Rashi that even Rav Yehuda agrees that shlita and achila are da'araisa. When Rabbi Yehuda says "Nishkutu Bazar Lav Doraisa," it only relates to the Isur Hanoah. On that level, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Any questions in Chulin Shnishkutu Bazara? Yes. No. He just says it's Aser Ki Basar B'Cholav, and it's Min HaNikbarim. So I'm saying the comparison to Basar B'Cholav is not that it's Doraisa. The comparison to Basar B'Cholav is that we have an Isur that has three realms. That there's an Isur on Bishul, Achila, and Hanoah. Here's Isur Shlita, and Achila, and Hanoah. That we have over here an Isur that is not only on the consequences, but also on the act. We don't find that by Nevela. Nevela, there's no Isur of making an animal in Nevela, maybe Baltashlis. But there's no Isur of sneezing when you shech the animal. There's a consequence that the food is Asur Ba'achila. There's no Isur of making an animal a Trefa. When you have a treifa, it's asur ba'achila. However, in bishul, basar v'chalav, here we have an isur bishul. Here, this is similar to, so in that respect, we have over here a similarity, A, and B, we have a similarity that's min hanikbarim. But in terms of doraisa and drabanan, that the Rambam doesn't mention, doesn't say anything. That's pointed out. The hilchos shchita is amum. It's cloudy. It's a gray area. It lends itself to be pulled in different directions. So, but according to, if we take that, the Hilchos Shchita Perek Yudalet is Bedafka, and the Hilchos Malchus Asuras Perek Tetzain is Bedafka, then we can learn the Hilchos Shchita Perek Beis as agreeing with both. And there's nothing in it that says otherwise. Had the Rambam, you know, explained himself a little more, it would have been nice. It would have been nice had he been a little more explicit in terms of what's Doraisa and what's Darabanan. But, you know, it could very well be that he's dealing over there simply giving us the halachos without necessarily giving us the background of the halachos. Sometimes he does that. Okay. Yes.
How does Tosa learn out more if he holds everything
in the rest of the Tosa understands that in our Gemara, the moment that you are using, the moment that you have Oso for the Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah, like Rav Yehuda has, what about Chulon Shin Shchitu Bazara? The entire din of Chulon Shin Shchitu Bazara is Drabana. The entire din is Drabana. Namely, the sugi and kedushin is an asmachta, and there's no iser han. In other words, everything is drabanan. The whole world we're not viewing this as a din of knisa lemachitas. All of that is going to Rav Meir, but according to Rav Yehuda, it's all a din drabanan. And again, it appears to us to be a little hard to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu would allow chulin shishtu bazara to be mutar b'shchita ba'achila and b'hanah, but certainly, and it fits into the sugi and nazir. And it certainly fits into the Gemara Ika Beinayu, that this is a real Ika Beinayu between Rav Avo and Chizkiyah. What's the din of chulin shenishkutu bazara? So, you know, Tosas is, you know, in our Gemara is, you know, has no issues. Rashi has the issues. How we'll deal with the Gemara later on in Daf Kaf Gimel and the Gemara in Nozir. Okay, that's Ad Kana Kofa Aleph. Then the Gemara continues with its series of questions. Okay, what about Yid HaNoshe? The Torah tells us lo yochlu. According to Rav Avohu, what should lo yochlu include? Anytime the Torah says lo tochal, lo tochlu, lo yochlu, an Isar Hanoah. And yet we have a Befevership, Raisa Shaleach Adam, Yerech Lenokri, Vigid Anoshe Besocho, you can get Hanoah. So how can it be, according to Avahu, that it's Asar Bachil and you can get Hanoah? So here the Gemara answers, Kasavar Avahu, Kishahutra Nevela, he Vechelba, Vigida Hutra. They're coming in through the back door. That sense, yes? What? Mishnah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Mishnah, I'm sorry. Thank you. Utsnan, it's a Mishnah. Over here, we get coming through the back door. We pointed out that everything which is Aser Bachila is Aser Bahana, unless the Torah was matcha like by Nevela. So since by Nevela, the Gid is part of the Nevela, right? So therefore, and so it comes under the Iser Achila, but the Heter Hana. So even by a Kasher, who are in Kasher Nami? We're dealing with the same love. There's no reason to be more Machmir in Kasher than in than in Nevela. And therefore, if in Nevela we say that the Gid comes under the Heter Achila, the Heter Hana, so also in Kshera, the Gid comes under the Heter Hana. Namely, it fits in Rav Avohu's world of Ach Yifro Tachla HaKasuv, Kamosha Pirut Benevela. This is part of the Pirut of Nevela. Okay. Then the Gemara says, well, if you're going to include Gid HaNosha as part of Nevela, we have to make an assumption that the Gid HaNosha is edible. Then it's like the Basar of the Nevela. But that's a machlokas, whether Yesh Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am or Ein Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am. If Yesh Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, then it can be included in the Nevela. Nevela means the Basar of the Nevela. The Basar of the Nevela includes the Gid HaNosha. But if Ein Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, namely the Torah tells us, Gzeras HaKosev, don't eat wood, that has nothing to do with Nevela. This is wood. This is Eitz Ba'alma. This is nothing. This is not part of the Nevela. This is something like the Atzamos. This is Me'ikar HaDin. It's something which is inedible. And then, L'chora, it should be Asur V'Hana'a. So Gemara says, Enochinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Ein Begidim Beno, I'm sorry, Ein Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, Gid is Asur V'Hana'a, and everything fits into place, and everyone is fine and good. And really, you know, and this is the bottom line of our sugya. That if you hold Yesh Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, then we have a Heter Hanoa on Gid, because it's part of the Nevela. Mashen Kane, if Ein Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, it's not part of the Nevela, it's a separate Gzeres HaKasuv, in Achinami, it's Asur Bahano. Before we move over to the Rambam, let's ask ourselves, what in the world is this machlokes, whether Yesh Begidin Beno Sein Ta'am or Ein Begidin Beno Sein Ta'am? What would you say if I asked you whether Yesh Begidin Beno Sein Ta'am or Ein Begidin Beno Sein Ta'am? Taste it. Taste it. You can't taste it, so give it to a kfeila to taste. So what kind of machlokes is this? This is not my question. This is the question the Maharam Chalva asks, and the Rashba in the Chulin asks it in the strongest of languages on the Sadi Bezim at Bez. Zimin hatema v'chinech leku b'mashi yoyid olav hachech litame kfeila v'lema im yesh bonesinas tam o ein bonesinas tam ein zederech l'machukusan shel chachamim. Where do we find the machlokes in Mitzius? Either it hasn't, it is no same, or it's not no same time. What kind of machlokas is it? Whether Yesh Begidim and no same time, or Ein Begidim and no same time. So over here, there are two approaches. One is that of the that I'm aware of. One is that of the Maram Chalva, who quotes the Rashba. He says, you know, he quotes the Rashba. But the Rashba himself learned differently. If you look in the Maram Chalva, he understands that we have over here a question which is behind the scenes, an issue which is behind the scenes. Ein lefarish de tanoi pligi begidin elu chad amar yesh bono sein tam v'chad amar ein bohen. Ik efshal emek amarei de milsa lita mekfeila rama. Ela pluktayu taloi b'knuknos I asurin d'oraisa olo. The question is, when we speak about the Gid HaNosh on a d'oraisa plane, what are its boundaries? Is it only the gid, the sinew itself, the raw sinew, which is, you know, that which you use to tie together the reels of the Sefer Torah, and which is really like Eitz Ba'alma? Or does it also include the knuknos, which I assume is some muscle or cartilage or something that has somewhat of that somewhat part of the body of the animal. Is this also included? That's a machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin on the upside of Beis Amid Beis. If we hold it includes the knuknos, so then yesh b'hem b'nos ein tam. If it doesn't include the knuknos, then ain't b'hem b'nos ein tam. That means it's not a machlokes in mitzius, it's a machlokes in halacha. The question is the iser of gid midoraisa, does it include also a form of cartilage that has a tam? And then if we say yesh b'gidim b'nos ein tam, so once part of it has a tam, so it's part of the nevela. If none of it has a tam, if it's only the sinew itself, then on that plane, only the tendon itself, on that plane it would be ein b'nos ein tam. But it's a question in halacha, not a question in mitzius. And the Ma'arim Chava ends up v'chein pirsha harashba lepukta de tanoi b'makoma. I'm saying it on my own. This is the Rashba. It's true. The Rashba says this, but the Rashba also says something else, which usually we don't quote the name of the Rashba, but we quote it in the name of the Chavas Das. The Baal HaNesivos and Yoredeya was very, very bothered that we paskin, ain't begidim b'nos ein tam. The Gemara paskins that way. In other words, the question is as to whether if you have a gid, you're mevashel a yerach with a gid. This is the beginning of Yoredeya, of the sugyas of Chu and the related Yoredeya and of Tzadivam and Beis, the Mishnah over there. I'm a vashel yerach im hagid. Whether we need shishim against the gid, we don't need shishim against the gid. Does the gid give a tam to the rest of the? So we pass an ein begidim b'no sein tam. The gid ein begidim b'no sein tam. However, we pass an ein begidim b'no sein tam. However, we also paskin that if you were to have a gid and you in your pot and you were to cook your pot to the degree put into a pressure cooker, that nimoach hagid, the gid loses its identity totally. It turns into gravy. So the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if we have a case of nimoach hagid, it's no longer around. So if there is shishim against the gid, then you can eat the mixture, because it's batel. And if there's not shishim, you can't eat the mixture. So the Chavas Das says, what in the world is going on over here? The gid is usher, because ein begidim b'nos ein tam as gzeras hakasu. When it's a gid. Now it's not a gid, and there's no tam. So why should it eat shishim? What's going on over here? So the Chavas Das uses the following language. This is in Simon Kuf. Sivkotan Zayin, in the Biurim in the Chavas Das. Says V'chein nira V'adai i'efsha lomar de'em legid ta'am klal ve'ech yifrugu tanoyim im yesh begidim nosein ta'am kevin yechon l'to'am ov yitzamenu kfeila. Same question which is brought up by the Rashba, by the Maram Chalva. Ela v'adai de'yesh lo ta'am rak shecholkim im yesh koach v'hata'am le'esor achirim. Namely, there's ta'am and there is ta'am. Everyone agrees that a gid has ta'am. The question is whether it's a classic ta'am, if you want to ta'am chazak, or it's a ta'am kalush. It's a weak ta'am. Namely, the fact that a gid has ta'am, it has ta'am. So even if it's nimoach, it's not allowed to eat the ta'am of the gid. Right? Ta'am ki ikar. However, the question is whether it's strong enough to asr something else, whether it can transfer its tam to something else. That's the machlokas, whether yesh begidim in osein tam or ein begidim in osein tam. Namely, it's a halachic machlokas in terms of the nature of the tam. It's not a machlokas in terms of whether it has a tam or not. Certainly there's a tam. The question is, and therefore damara would taste this, oh, this tastes like yid. But the question is tasting like yid, is that a tam chazak or is that a tam kolosh? Can it asr other things or not? That's the machlokas in the sugya and chulin, and that's the only machlokas. Now we don't have to come on to what the Maram Chavala says. This is totally in the knuknos or not. That's a separate machlokas. That's on daf tzadi beis. This machlokas is on daf tzadi vav. The Gemara in chulin never links the two. Yitachem that what the Chavas Das says is the Rashba himself. The man da amar yesh begidin amar lach. the gufo shel gid yesh bo tam isur, and so da filu leman da amar. The man da amar yesh begidin amar lach the gufo shel gid yesh bo tam isur le esur. Namely, that it's not a question of the knuknos, but the gufo shel gid. Everyone agrees that the gufo shel gid has a tam. The question is whether that tam is a tam that'll aser other things, or it's not a tam that'll aser other things. But in the Rashba, it's not that clear. That's what he's saying. But once you see the chavas das, you can read it back into the Rashba. In any case, in other words, you shouldn't get disturbed by the fact that we appear to have a machlokas over here b'mitzius. But then we move over to Tosfos, and Tosfos adds 2 points. Tosfos asks, how in the world can we give a gid hanasha to a goy? So of course, if we pass like Rav Yehuda, we have a problem of lo sechanem, of giving a matnas chinam. So here Tosfos gives a principle that what? Nukimta. That what are we talking about over here? Makira. At the moment we're dealing with makiro, that's not a matnas chinam, that there are all sorts of cheshbonos, and that, you know, matnas chinam is really just walking over to a goy that you have never met in the world, and you give him a matana, that's the matnas chinam. But if we're dealing with a shachin, which lechor is the sholech yerech lenachri, then there are all sorts of cheshbonos, there is giving and taking, and tovas hanoa, etc., etc. Okay, that's the simple, that all the Rishonim say that, all the Rishonim Alatar say that. Then, hiksha hari me orlines, in terms of Rav Yehuda, and he answers that the phrase B'nei Noach relates to B'nei Yaakov. So that's a side issue. The Yim Tomar, the third wide line of Tosfos, towards the end. Tikshi l'chizkiya mid Rabbi Shimon. The Sfiru le'lo sochlu iser hano'a mashma mido asar gid hanosha. We have a machlokes between Chizkiya and Rav Avahu. What does the word lo tochlu mean? Here, Rabbi Shimon says that the word lo tochlu, when B'nei Yisrael we're told they shouldn't eat gid hanasha, it means they shouldn't get hanoa. That's Rav Avahu. We have over here a black and white raya to Rav Avahu. Gemara asked on Rav Avahu because we don't passen like Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, we have a knockout raya like Rav Avahu. What does Chizkiya do? How does Chizkiya understand? Chizkiya is an Amora. How does he understand Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says it's aser b'hanoa because of losochu. So Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar, Cave on the Savar ain't begidim no saint tam, svarahu, the chi osur, behana name osur, the loshaya chabe achila. That gid hanasha is the exception. When you have something which is edible, and you ask what does the word achila mean in terms of something which is edible, it means eat it, but according to Chizkiya. But if you have something which is not edible, and the Torah says don't eat it, what does it mean? Don't get hanoa from it. That's a svara. The word has to mean something. So if there are two meanings, normally we use the narrow meaning of eating. When we can't use the narrow meaning, because there's no hanoas achila, then it means don't consume. That's in a way that even Chizkiya would agree to that. Chizkiya disagrees when the narrow meaning is still shayach. Fine, okay. I'm reading this Tosfos first, not because, you know, because we're going to come to the Rambam in Lechora. We have over here something very, very different. We open the Rambam, yes?
Would be considered
a
just because it doesn't have the
cost. 100%. Yeah. In other words, that this is working within the more classic understanding that Ein Begidim Es Ein Tam means literally. So clearly, Tosfos held that way. You're 100% correct. The Rambam, if we look in the Ein Mishpat, he paskins that Ein Begidim Beno Es Ein Tam. That's Perek Tesvav. Ein begidim beno sein tam. What?
Wrong
in the Ein Mishpat. That was my mistake. Okay. That's Perek Tesvav Halacha Yud Zayin. That was my mistake. I copied from the Ein Mishpat. Perek Tesvav Halacha Yud Zayin. He paskins Ein begidim beno sein tam. And in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Dalid, he paskins Gid Hanasha is Mutar Bahana. How do those two halachos go hand in hand according to our sugya? That you lechora, you have to choose your weapon. If you're going to say ein begidim beno sein tam, you should pass like Rabbi Shimon that gid hanasha is aser b'hano. Only if yesh begidim beno sein tam can we subsume it under nevela and get to a heter hanoa. This is the question that everyone asks on the Rambam, to the degree that when the Rambam says, Gid anoshe muter bahana, in the Hagos Maimonides over there, al atar, aval haraim, namely the Sefer Yerayim, Rabbi Yasmin Mintz, pasak the Gid anoshe asur bahana, Gid a pasak hilchasa, ein begidim in osein tam, lekama meperek tezvot, vachem maskin an hasam, the hodam ramuter, hainu leman damar, yesh begidim in osein tam, vachem pasak Sefer Hatruma Mishmo, namely that the Chachmei Ashkenaz say you have to be consistent. We have a Gemara. The Gemara makes a linkage. If Yesh Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, then we say that it's Mutar Bahano. If Ein Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, then it's Asur Bahano. Once Rambam Paskin says Ein Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, it should be Asur Bahano. How can Rambam Paskin have your cake and eat it? It's Ein Begidim Beno Sein Ta'am, but Gid Hanosha Mutar Bahano. That's the question. This question, again, pushed Agos Maimonides to tell us that the Rambam is Soser himself. However, I sent you to the various Rishonim, Al Atar, the Kiddush Rabbeinu David, the Ran, they all quote the Ramban. The Ramban had an answer for the Rambam. Sometimes the Ramban gets upset with the Rambam, sometimes he has answers for the Rambam. That in Achinami, had we only had our Sugya, we'd be stuck. But there's a sugya later on. Our sugya continues till Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis. And in Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara revisits the world of Gid Hanasha, and it revisits the halacha. The Gemara says, what do we do with Gid Hanasha? Are we going to say it's Asur Bahana'a? As Iba Yisema, close to the middle of the Amud, Maisi Le Bekal Vachomer. Ma Chelev She'anush Kares Muter Bahana'a Gid She'enu Anush Kares Lo kol shekein. If chelev, which is an Isra chamor, is asr b'achila and muter b'hanoa, gid, which is not such an Isra chamor, it's also should be asr b'achila and muter b'hanoa. Namely, in achinami, if we only had the sugi on daf kaveis, we would be stuck. But since we have a gemara later on, it takes for granted that gid anash is muter b'hanoa, the Rambam passed like the gemara later on. That's the approach of the Ramban. Namely, divrei Torah anima makom echad, Ashira Mokom Acher, we have to take into account other sugyas as well, and if we have a steer between the sugyas, the Rama has the right to choose the sugya on Daf Kaf Gimel Beis over our sugya. Okay. However, there is another approach as well, which is, to a certain degree, thinking out of the box. And that's, in the Kovet Shiurim Al Atar in Siman Sadi, we find that Rav Elchanan thought a little bit out of the box and said that from our sugya itself, namely, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, Rukaf Beis Amud Aleph, we already have the answer for the Rambam. You don't have to come on to Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis. Let's go back a little bit. We have a sheet of Rav Avohu that whenever the Torah says Lo Tocha, Lo Tochu, Lo Yochlu, it means Iser Hanoah, unless the Torah tells us otherwise. Correct? That's the sheet of Rav Avohu. That's what we're asking over here in terms of Gid Anasha. How does this fit in with the sheet of Rav Avohu? So let's think to ourselves, what is this based on? Why does Rav Avohu disagree with Chizkiya? Chizkiya says, eating means eating. Why does Rav Avohu all of a sudden say that eating means consuming? How did Rav Avohu come to this? So we saw Machlokes Rishonim, if you'll remember. We saw that the Ran understood that this is a halacha, that the Torah tells us in the world of Nevela that Nevela is mutter to sell it to a goy and to give it to a ger toshav. Why did the Torah tell us that? Because otherwise the word ochel always has behind it an iser hanah, waiting in the wings, halachically. Whenever the Torah on the surface of Torah Shebichsav says lo tochal, in Torah Shebaalpeh we have an iser hanah. We have a halacha. This is not pshuto shel mikra. This is a halacha behind the wings. Right? That's the way the Ran understood. And therefore, there's no kares on being nene from chametz because it's behind the wings. Therefore, there is no malkos perhaps on hanoah because it's behind the wings. That's the Ran. However, we saw that Tosfos understood what's the basis of Rav Avohu, that the word achila means hanoah. This is a dictionary definition according to Tosfos. That's why Tosfos was bothered. Why, if you're nene from chametz on Pesach, you need to get kares? If the Torah says don't eat, and you get hanoah, and eating means hanoah, so you should get kares. That's the Tosfos understood a dictionary definition. That's as far as we went when we learned it. Rav Elchanan took it one step further. He says, why should that be? Why should the dictionary definition of achila mean hanoah? You know, Torah says, Torah has, you know, it's in, written in Hebrew. We have a word achila, we have a word hana. Why, if the Torah chose the word achila, should that include all hana'ot? Where did Rav Avohu see this in the word achila? Rav Hanan says that every time you eat, you get hana'ah. There's hana'as hachech, there's hana'as hagaron, there's hana'as hame'ayim. So achila is a binyan'ah for all hana'os. Namely, achila is like the the highest level of hana'ah. What the Torah asked were all hana'os that are included in achila. Namely, achila is an act of being nehene by putting it into your certain organs of your body. But hu hadin if you're nehene otherwise. Namely, that the hana'ah which is implicit in achila is now explicit. That the word achila means the hana'ah of the achila. That's an interesting approach.
But think. Excuse
me? No, because what the Torah wanted to tell us is that, you know, like by Chametz on Pesach, is that there is a, if you want a primary achila and a secondary achila. On the primary achila, you're going to get kares. On the secondary achila, which is the hana, on that there won't be kares. But it's built into the word of achila. But now think to yourselves, what if we were to have an achila where there would be no hana? Would then the word achila move over to hana'ah? Like Begid HaNosha, maybe? If ain't Begid and Beno Sein Ta'am, and the Torah says, therefore Jews should not eat Gid HaNosha, and there's no Sein Ta'am, what was the Torah telling us? The Torah wasn't telling us, don't eat and get hana'ah. Because you don't get any hana'ah from eating Gid HaNosha. You're eating wood. The Torah told you, don't eat wood. But we have no expansion to the world of hana'ah. That's the shita of the Rambam. Namely, the Rambam paskins like Rav Avohu. Rav Avohu bases his Iser Hana'ah on the Hana'ah which is within Achila. If we're going to have a Gid Hanasha that has no Hana'ah within the Achila, then over here Rav Avohu would agree that the word Achila can only mean Achila. You can only expand Achila to Hana'ah if there is a Hana'ah in the Achila. If there's not going to be a Hana'ah in the Achila, you can't expand it. That's the way Rav Chaim wants to understand the Rambam. This is the opposite, total opposite of what? Of whom? That we just saw 5 minutes ago? Of Tosos. Tosos said that according to Rabbi Shimon, because there is no Hana'ah, therefore even according to Chizkiyah, the word Achila must mean Hana'ah. Because otherwise, what does the word Achila mean? Tosos says, no. The word Achila means don't eat wood. The word Achila over here can't mean Hana'ah because there's no Hana'ah. It's implicit. Anyway, we have Machokas between Rav Chanan and Tosfos as to how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Tosus understood that according to the Gemara, Achila means Hana'ah. It also means Achila, but it also means Hana'ah. And if it can't mean Achila, then it only means Hana'ah. Mashen Ken, according to Rav Chanan, says, no, why should you jump from Achila to Hana'ah? Achila means don't get Hana'ah via Achila, and then we expand that to don't get Hana'ah in general. But if we're going to have a Heche Timsa where there is no Hana'ah implicit in the Achila, then there'd also be no Hana'ah, which would be explicit of the Achila. In other words, it doesn't get off the ground. This is a fascinating machlokas, but then over here, this whole sugya is l'rafcha da'alma. The fact that the Gemara asks, what do we do if we have ein begidim el sein ta'am? The Gemara could have said it in a chinami, and given our whole lumdus. Instead of that, the Gemara simply said, oh, that could go like Rabbi Shimon. It could go like Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't have to go like Rabbi Shimon. Namely, the whole question falls off because Rabbi Shimon happens to hold Ein Begidim Elo Sein Ta'am. And that's what the Gemara was working with. It doesn't mean it has to go with Rabbi Shimon. You could learn also that Ein Begidim Elo Sein Ta'am. And b'chol zot, there's a Heter Hana'ah because there is no drusha of Rabbi Avohu. The word ochel can't mean Hana'ah if there's no Hana'ah implicit in the Achila. Okay? So look at Rav Chanan inside. It's on our sugya, Siman Tzadi. And, you know, what's amazing is that after you read Tosa, it says, Svarahu, in this direction, Rav Chanan says, no, Svarahu in the opposite direction. According to Rav Chanan, now he has to go back, what will Chizkiya do with Rabbi Shimon? That L'chora, less has to make Chizkiya Rav Avohu, as to in what direction to learn. Okay, in any case, it's, in other words, Rav Chanan simply took what we already said last week, but took it one step deeper. And once you take it, or 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, whenever we learned it, but once you take it deeper, then the Rambam Shita makes perfectly sense. Again, you don't have to come on to the Rambam. The Rambam is also an answer. That we have a steer between the sugyos. Our sugya links Ein Begidim Elo Sein Ta'am with an Iser Hana'ah. The sugya later on says we have a kal v'chomer from Chelev, and Ram passes the sugya later on. That's certainly shayach. But what Rav Elchanan wants to say is that within our sugya itself, the Rambam Shita is already found. You don't have to necessarily move over to a whole different Talmud. Okay. And that's what we have in terms of Kuhn Sheshkutu Bazara, Hakafa Aleph, in terms of Gid Hanasha, Hakafa Beis. We move over to Hakafa Gimel, the last Hakafa for today, that's Dam. The Gemara again asks the same question. Dam. The Torah says Lo Tol Chal Dam. According to Ravo, what should Lo Tol Chal Dam include? Iser Hano. But Dam is Mutter Bahano. You're allowed to use it for fertilizer. Just get around the problem with Rabbanon of Meila. But there's no problem in terms of Dam itself, in terms of using it for Hanoah. So Gemara concludes that we have a Gzeres HaKosov. Dam is like Mayim. Mayim is Mutar B'Hanoah, therefore Dam is Mutar B'Hanoah. Okay, what could we add to what could we add to this? So we have over here a Tosfos. Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara have to come on to a whole new Teretz? Why didn't the Gemara simply say like previously, the same way the Gemara said by Yid Hanosha that it was included in Nevela? So Dam's included in Nevela. Every Nevela has Dam. So the same way that Yid Hanosha is Mutar B'Hanoah because it's included in the Heter Hanoah of Nevela, let's give the same answer for Dam. Why not give the same answer? That's what bothered Tosfos. Divrei Maskil Harei Dam, Derachmano Omar. Mashma, the Dam lo havei bichlal behema. Mi delo meshani, kishehutra behema, dama name hutra. And then Tosfos goes back and forth, but basically he says that this is the bottom line. Namely, we distinguish between Gid Hanosha, which is part of the animal, as opposed to Dam, which is considered to be a separate ma'arechet. It's a separate entity. Those who learned Hilchos Shchita in the beginning of Siman Yud Gimel, he pointed out that when you shech the mother animal, the ubar is mutar, ben pekuah. It's mutar with the shchita of the mother. The Taz over there points out, not only is the ben pekuah mutar without shchita, even the chelev of the ben pekuah, the gid hanosha of the ben pekuah, all of that is mutar. Kol asher b'behema tochelu. The moment you shech the mother, all of these, the whole ubar is mutar. This whole ubar is mutar. However, the dam of the ubar is aser. The dam is not part of the ubar. The dam is a separate system. It stands on its own, and therefore, even if we have a heter in our sugya mitzad nevela, that would include the gid hanosha of the nevela. It would include the chelev of the nevela. It wouldn't include the dam of the nevela. For that, we need our separate drasha. Okay, that's Tosis's working assumption. I'll just end off with a story, but it's a story that Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh Harav, that this Tosfos served as one of the points of contention in terms of a psak halacha that was given by Reb Chaim. The story in Nefesh Harav, Nefesh Harav has a section on the Rosh Sakim in Yoredeya that Reb Lezerov tells, once went to a chasana of one of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's children, and he came back to telling the people Reb Chaim knows how to paskin. I would say, in other words, we may disagree in terms of how to learn, but Reb Chaim knows how to paskin. What was the psak of Reb Chaim? That in preparing for the wedding, everyone in Brisk helped prepare for the wedding. Everyone made meat for the wedding. In one of the homes, there was a piece of treifa that the Akeres Habayis had purchased for the cat. It was a cat, and she used to feed the cat treifa. And in the course of preparing for the wedding, this piece of treifa went into one of the pots, and no one knows how big it was, how small it was. Was it batel? Was it not batel? This was the question. Can you eat the meat at the wedding because this treifa is in the pot? And where did this pot move to? V'chule, v'chule. So people at the wedding say, what's the big deal? The treifa, in other words, treifa is basar. So you have basar asar in basar mutar. That's called min b'mino. Min b'mino midoraisa is batel b'rov. Only require shishim midrabanan. Here we have a suffix. Maybe there's shishim or there's not shishim. And it's a suffix drabanan. Suffix drabanan l'hakel. It leaves its way in paskin. Begin simon sadiches. That if you have min b'mino and suffix shishim, it's mutar. Reb Chaim said, no. Forget about the treifa. The treifa also means it was never salted. That when the butcher found that this animal had a hole in the lung, it didn't salt the meat. So aside from the treifa, you also have blood. And blood is already min b'she'eno mino. And min b'she'eno mino, if you have a suffix, that's a suffix d'oraisa. That's l'chumra. So someone at the wedding asked Reb Chaim, ay b'dam shebishlo is drabanan. And here it was all cooked. And if it goes back down to the Rabbanan and Suffolk Rabbanan Lakula, Reb Chaim said no. That forget about the fact that it's Dam, that Dam of a Treifa has two Isurim. A, it's Dam, And B, it's yotzei min atreifa. The same way that a cholav of a treifa is osur, a beitz of a treifa is osur, dam of a treifa is osur. It's yotzei min atame. That's a din d'oraisa. There we don't find that because it's bishlo, it goes down to a drabanan, it's still osur. So they ask from our Tosfos. They ask from our Tosfos. Our Tosfos says that dam is not part of the nevela. So the same way that dam is not part of a nevela, dam is not part of a treifa. It's a separate isur. And the moment you cook it, then it goes down to an isur drabanan. Anyway, I don't hope the wedding went through okay. This was the topic of conversation at the wedding. What, you know, can you eat or not? And everyone was screaming, we can eat. And we have a tosis that says the dam is not part of the nevela, so dam is not part of the treifa. You can't apply the principle of a yotzei min atame tame. Shreb Chaim said, no, that dam of a nevela is not nevela, but dam of a treifa is treifa. How did Reb Chaim, and that blew Rav Elazar Mittal's off the wall. It's that this Reb Chaim really knows how to pass it. What was Reb Chaim's psak? That we have a halacha that even though you're not allowed to eat the beitza of a treifa, because hayotze min hatame tame, but if you were to shechten a chicken and it were to be nevela, and in, you open the chicken, you have eggs inside the chicken that are already thin, full, you're allowed to eat those eggs. In other words, you're allowed to eat the egg of a nevela, you can't eat the egg of a treifa. What's the difference? Hayotze min hatame tame. We have a din of yotze, not allowed to eat that which comes out. So Reb Chaim said the difference is as follows. That you only apply yotze min hatame tame to that which grew within the animal. But masha'en came by a nevela, it only became a nevela when you shechted it. The moment you shechted it, nothing grew any longer. So the beitzim have to be found in the nevela, but they're not part of the nevela. Hu adin, the dam in the nevela, is found in the nevela, but it's not part of the nevela. Masha'en came, the beitzim and the dam of the cholav, of the treifa, they grew with the treifa. The treifa was a treifa already a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when it got the hole in the lung. They're doing something organic. And this treifa, in other words, whatever is growing along with it, has a status of being part of the treifa and hayotze min atame tame. So therefore, the Chaim said, mashma the dam rohave bichlal behema. This is correct in terms of nevela. We can't learn it out from nevela because the dam of a nevela is something totally separate. When you shech the nevela, at that moment you find dam in the nevela. But this dam had nothing to do with the Eastern nevela. The Eastern nevela came about upon the death of the animal, and the dam happened to be there before, but it wasn't part of the nevela before. The animal wasn't nevela before. Masha'en came by a treifa. The dam of a treifa has a status of yotze min hatame, and therefore, going back to his wedding, since we have dam of a treifa mixed in with all the meat of the wedding, we have no idea if they're shishim or not. Therefore, we can't eat the meat. So the Reb Chaim had a chalavi wedding for his son, and Reb Elazar of Telz was very, very impressed by Reb Chaim's power of psak. Yes?
I hope this isn't really the other question, but once it was nevela also, it was the test as chai.
Yes?
Also, nevela, carrying around, just like the trade was always carrying around the Shrevet Arfas months before the Shkita.
Yes.
Nevela would also be carrying around its Isser.
You know, it's that there's a din of eno zavua. In other words, let's turn it to halachic language.
What?
That before an animal is shechted, there's an iser of eno zavuach, which is on the animal. You're not allowed to eat an animal without shlita. So there are those who say there's an iser asay, that you have to shecht an animal. There's a vachta kasher tibisicha. If you eat an animal without a proper shlita, that would be an iser of eno zavuach, and that applies even in the lifetime of the animal. Yeah? But that's an iser asay. The din of hayotze min hatame tame is only by a lotase. It's only when you have something which is osir b'cheftza, and then we view the continuity also as being an isur cheftza. Masha'enkein, in terms of the isurim that you're dealing with, those are basically isur yase. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I'd like to move with you again, the with basically he'oros on daf kaf beis and medes, but I'd like to get at least down to Arla, which is down to about 8 lines from the bottom of the page, if possible, since you already prepared Arla for Wuchenstein, even to go through Arla and get up to Daf Kaf Gimel Med Aleph to the din of Truma. In other words, again, we'll be Meir He'oros, but learn the Gemara over here, Gemara Rashi and Tosos. I'll be nether tomorrow, try and give you a Daf Amar Makomos if I, you know, decide, you know, things that I want to be mayor on, but to move a little faster until we get back in Yitzhak Hashem to the world of Iser Hanoah in general, which we'll get to at the end, the din of Iser Schorah we'll spend time on, Yitzhak Hashem, and Torah, Yisur Hanoah in general, and then we'll get back to the world of Chametz on Pesach, which is the topic of the parashah. Yeah.